I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. I got a letter from a Minneapolis listener named Mark Jones in response to my program about fast-pitch bats. He makes a lot of good points, and I think they're worth listening to. Mark says, "Thanks for the podcast about fast-pitch bats. Many people don't understand why some people use fast-pitch bats in slow pitch. I've been using them for 2 years now, and I have increased my batting average, and I have also increased the drama of the game. Here's what happens when I use my fast-pitch bat in league play and local tourneys. 1. I get accused of using an illegal bat almost every night and at every tourney, even though the fast-pitch bat is perfectly legal in slow-pitch softball. 2. Whiners complain, saying it gives me an advantage. 3. A lot of people laugh at the bat. Guys with He-Man complexes won't touch a pink or light purple bat." Mark goes on, "Here are some pros about using fast-pitch bats. 1. It's easier to control. I'm a base hitter, and I can take a nice controlled swing to get the ball into the outfield. With a heavier bat, I have to use a power swing all the time. 2. At the end of long tourneys, everyone else is getting tired from swinging heavier bats, but I'm swinging in the last game just as well as I swung in the first game. That is, my swing stays consistent for the whole tourney. 3. Like you said in your podcast, the cost of a fast-pitch bat is a lot lower than a slow-pitch bat. 4. I like to swing a bat that is stiff, and most fast-pitch bats are built stronger at the taper, which usually means they are stiffer. 5. The other guys won't swing my bat, so I don't have to worry about it becoming a team bat." Mark goes on with a list of things he hears when other players try to swing his bat. "I swing too fast with this, and I'm always in front of the ball. It's too light. It's a girl's bat. I never could get used to it because it would throw off my timing. I can hit just fine with a heavier bat." He goes on, "I even had a guy take batting practice with my Mikan NRG 500 fast pitch bat, and out of 10 balls he hit 4 out, and 3 hit the fence at 300 feet. And his reaction was, 'This bat has good pop, but I'll just never be able to get used to the feel.' Then he hit 10 more balls with his 28-ounce OG extended, and he didn't clear the fence once." Mark says, "People tell me all the time that I would be able to hit one out if I used a heavier bat, but I've never been a home run hitter. When I do swing a heavier bat, I almost always hit between second base and shortstop, but when I swing a fast pitch bat, I can use the whole field." And Mark concludes, "Most people can't get past the marketing of bats. They think that if it says fast pitch, it should be used in fast pitch, and if it says slow pitch, it should be used in slow pitch. The companies are doing a great job with their marketing, keeping slow pitch players using slow pitch bats and fast pitch players using fast pitch bats, but that's all it is, just marketing. Swing the bat that works best for you." Mark, many thanks for your letter. I appreciate being able to share it with our listeners. That's from Mark Jones of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thanks for listening, and please visit my website, slowpitchbook.com, for more tips on coaching, managing, and playing adult slow-pitch softball. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.